This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. We haven't talked about it, but did you see Alex Bregman's injury by chance?
I did not.
Okay. So I'm drawing a straight line, okay, between two things. Between a something that happened and my conclusion. Straight line. Bregman rips a ball to left at Fenway Park. And he's out for an extended period. They think it's a rather severe quadriceps injury. Rips a ball to left. Charges out of the batter's box. Ball bounces up against the Green Monster. And he's held to a Green Monster single, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he rounds first, running hard, thinking double, puts the brakes on awkwardly, and hurts his quadricep. That same ball hitting Detroit's an easy double. He chose Boston.
I see what you're doing.
You chose Boston. Oh. You got hurt. Straight line. Straight line.
There you go. What about the person on the grounds crew yesterday?
Oh, we'll get to that later. That was weird because that looked like it was actually rather significant. And I mean, you can hurt yourself doing anything, but, and it obviously went viral for reasons other than why he got hurt, but we will talk about it. We will talk about it a little bit later on, but yeah, the Bregman injury is obviously a setback. Probably wouldn't happen in Detroit because you wouldn't be putting the brakes on there because you would have had a stand-up double.
Now, just so saying. If they said how long he's going to be, is he going to place in the IL?
I haven't seen how long. The only thing I saw is he's expected to be out for a significant period. But so they just called up Marcelo Meyer. They put Bregman on the injured list. Let's see here. I don't know which injured list it is, how long it is. But yeah. Bregman was placed on the 10-day injured list, okay? Right quad strain.
So there you go. Strain. So good for him that he didn't tear it, but nonetheless, he's going to be on the shelf for at least 10 days.
Yep.
Maybe more. But look, they're bringing up good. They've got a couple of prospects here in Boston that are just pounding on the door to get up here. So not going to cry for Boston.
I just keep waiting for something to turn around so I don't look as stupid. And I'm like, okay, let's see. 0-4, 0-4, 0-3, 0-2, 0-4. Anthony Santander, can you get a hit? Doesn't impact the Tigers at all, but.
Hey, just makes the Tigers look smarter.
Yeah, for not going after him.
I mean, they went after him, but not full force. He's like, I thought I was going to go to Detroit. Well, no, not really.
Yeah, 248-539-9797. All right, we started this thing because, you know, if you describe this Tiger team, it's hard not to. to circle back and land on the word grit again. And is there any other better description for the Tigers? And maybe there's not. Maybe we just surrender to the fact that all our teams that are winning are doing it in a gritty fashion, or they all have grit. And maybe grit is really, quite frankly, in many ways, just embodies what winning teams do. The better players, it comes across as gritty when you're down and they come back, or they're just better. Like, I don't know how else to put it other than maybe they are just gritty, or is grit in something that's embodied in winning teams. But if you got anything better than grit, or how would you describe the team, I guess is what we're doing. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Bill, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. I appreciate you having me on. My word for the Tigers is raw. You know, if you think about it, like Gator mentioned earlier, you know, the heyday back in the Wings, they had a bunch of flashy guys. This is not that team. You know, This is a bunch of raw, blue-collar Detroit dudes that are going to roll up their sleeves, do the little things. They're going to bust out the tattoos and get to work. Not sure. And I love them for it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what tattoos have to do it. The thing about raw is it feels to me when you're raw, you're not performing as well as you will someday.
Yeah, you're like the embryonic stages of your career.
This team feels...
it's unrefined.
They're performing.
And you know what's unrefined, Doug?
What?
Grit.
See, you laughed at me at the beginning of the show, but...
well, it all comes back to it because it's the perfect word.
I know.
The Lions just used it first.
Well, Ray is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ray?
Hey, I kind of, these guys remind me of the going to work Pistons. They just take care of business. They're all puzzle pieces that AJ Hinch is working really well with, and he, you know, McKinstry and Baez and Trey Sweeney, all these guys, they would be nothing. They're all unheralded, but they're just coming together. The going to work Pistons were the same way with Chauncey and Ben. They were really nothing until they all kind of got together and,
yeah, the difference,
and started working together.
I think there is definitely some similarities because being unheralded and just getting it done. But the difference with the Pistons and the Tigers is the Pistons were plucked from all other organizations and they were, you know, kind of cobbled together. The Tigers, in large part, have been homegrown. But they are still that same type of unheralded group, though.
Yeah, there's one thing, though, that he brought up, and maybe it's just they're the embodiment of a team, and that the puzzle pieces really do fit well together the way those Piston teams did. The players, the way their style of play complements one another. There's, you know, for any shortcomings that McKinstry has at third, they can be made up by Ibanez at third, or Javi Baez at third, or you know what I'm saying, and get more out of the position. And maybe third base isn't the best example, but you can always put somebody productive or a chance to be productive at every position on any given day because the puzzle pieces fit so well. You're not good against righties, I am. You're not a great defender, well, you won't play at the end. We'll put a better defender in. And they really, truly embody what it means to be a team. 248-539-9797. A couple more on this. Rob is next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I would use the word hungry. Because I look at the way this team is built and the way they put together this team, and how some of these players are on their comeback from, you know, injuries or disappointing seasons. But I use the word hungry. I look at this team, and I kind of compare them to the 2012 Giants when they beat us in the World Series that year. But I just say they're hungrier than all these other teams. They got more to prove. They're younger. They're well-coached. They do everything the right way for the most part. I just think that they're hungry.
Well, there's no question any team that hasn't won a championship is hungry. But you know what else, maybe? Any team that doesn't have guys that have had the money cannon contract yet, a big free agent contract. I mean, we got Baez.
Yeah. That's it.
And Adam, you are hungry to win a championship. You're also hungry for the windfall free agent contract. And I would, I'm workshopping a theory here. Do you think it's possible that one of the reasons that hunger is driven by so few guys that have hit that big contract? Because they're all playing for it. They all want it.
Sure. I think it's part of it.
Yeah. And would you, I would suspect that that number, am I wrong, outside of Baez, has anybody else had that massive contract?
Not a massive contract, but they've got guys that are making, you know, more than $10 million.
Yeah. So,
you know, we look at some of those players, and Jack Flaherty and others, and they gave Kenta Maeda the money. And you're right. It's a bunch of guys that are, like I said earlier, in the embryonic stages of the career, or they've been cast off from other teams, or the Tigers, maybe not cast off, the Tigers just took advantage and, you know, we'll take a shot on this guy. I mean, the Veerling McKinstry thing to me is still amazing how that's kind of worked out. Now, Veerling hasn't played much this year. He just came back and now he's back on the IL, but he played so well for this team last year and he's being counted on for doing the same thing this year.
Let's take one more on this. Rob, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
So I kind of liken it to they're like the thumb. They're pretty okay. Unless you bend at the thumb, you don't really know what it's about.
I feel like that's doing a disservice to the team.
You're making me laugh, Rob.
Thumb's okay.
It's not bad.
The Tigers are better than just okay or better than just fine.
I think they are. You made me laugh, Rob, but I do think that unless the thumb is, I think we've established the thumb's okay.
Yeah. I do want to give credit. Somebody was on hold and we're moving on here, but they had the word scrappy. And it's kind of what they are. They're scrappy.
Which is probably just another way to say gritty, but sure.
Everything is another way to say gritty. We're trying not to say gritty, so you come up with the other word.
Oh, you're right.
Scrappy works.
French Quarter jailbreak, day 13 on the run. Update next, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Thanks for all of the phone calls we got in trying to figure out what's the new word or term you would use to describe the Detroit Tigers if it's not grit. Because I just feel like Dan Campbell brought it in, you know, we're going to have grit. And then every Detroit team that started to win, what have we done? We've tagged them with the word grit.
You know who needs to be asked this question is A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, it might be a good one.
Dying to hear what his response would be to this. But if he starts speaking like Dan Campbell.
I think he'd use one of the things. I think he'd say they're really well coached guys.
You think so? Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they are. Yep, they are.
In which case he would be right.
It's an organizational thing.
They got a stupid day off.
Yeah, isn't it? It is stupid.
It is really stupid. There should be no days off.
I have no Thursday entertainment.
When your baseball team is good. I don't like I hate days off. Stupid day off. And then they go to Kansas City, take on a pretty decent Royal team. But of course, they just swept a pretty decent Giants team. So just keep getting it done.
I mean, I suppose I could watch the Pacers take down the Knicks tonight. But
so that could be enjoyable. God, I just wish it was anybody but the Pacers. I really do. It just, because now, I'm not rooting for the Knicks. Let me be clear on that. But
well,
you've done it. For people who don't know, Gator has done an exceptionally good job of compartmentalizing his disdain for the Knicks. He also does not like the Pacers.
Nope.
But you can focus on the Knicks losing without acknowledging the Pacers winning. And I don't know how you do that.
I mean, I gave it up a little bit for it's hard to ignore what Haliburton did the last game. But just to see Jalen Brunson on the losing side, you just hate to see that. It's just so awful.
There was
the injustices in the world that are going on right now, currently with him having to suffer a loss.
Yeah. There was a meme going around of a classic Jalen Brunson flop from earlier in the Indiana series. And underneath it, it said, "Your move, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander."
Well, the fact that the Pacer fans have taken up the Piston fans chant, the flopper,
right.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah,
and it's the Pistons got that going. So a little homage to the Pistons there.
Okay, we'll take credit for that.
Game recognizing game.
All right, French Quarter jailbreak on the run. Day 13, two fugitives still on the run. The two are domestic abuse suspect Antoine Massey and four-time convicted killer Derek Groves. Officials did announce that there were more arrests for people helping the escaped convicts, which originally was 10. Eight have been apprehended, but Groves and Massey remain at large. 31-year-old Deshaney Massey and two other women were charged. Lanika Van Buren and Diamond White, all accused of helping the escaped inmates. Now, Van Buren, I believe, was the last name of one of the other escapees. But Scott, 13 days, one of these guys is the dude with all the facial tattoos. He has got to be getting help because there's no way he's just rolling around Louisiana or any other southern state without getting recognized.
Where do you think he is?
I think he's holed up in the basement somewhere.
I think so.
Yes.
Give me a state.
I think he's in Louisiana. I think Louisiana. He immediately ran for cover. Somebody's helping out. The problem is that if you're an escaped convict, what you need is somebody that nobody knows that you know them helping you out. Because the first thing they do is go search the house of all your relatives and friends.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to...
Known accomplices.
So imagine threading this needle. You have to have a close friend that's willing to harbor you as an escaped convict,
mm-hmm.
but nobody knows they're your close friend.
That's tough.
I don't know that I have anybody in my life that I am a close friend with would say, yeah, I'll break the law to help you stay on the lam, but I haven't told anybody else about this friend.
Right, I mean, that's nobody in this room, so you're on your own.
Yeah.
I suspect that they're out of state.
You think so?
They're out of Louisiana. I think if you hit the ground and you don't stop running, you keep going. Get as far away as you can for as long as you can until you have to hole up, right? So it's, I think it's more than just one state adjacent, too. If I had to predict, Doug.
Okay.
I think everybody would assume you're going to go west through Texas and get to the border.
Yep.
I'm going to say the opposite. I think he's fleeing towards Florida.
So I just noticed on Twitch, a listener, Thug Aim, says, Doug underestimates the number of people with face tattoos in Louisiana. That's the other thing, is where can you blend in with a face tattoo? Where's the best place to go to hide? If it,
it's easier, probably,
it might,
and
be,
easier
it
these
might
days.
Be back to prison.
Well, it might be right. I think he's on his way or is already in the state of Florida. That's my guess.
I like the way you think, Gator.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
I mean, it's the craziest of Florida.
I think he's going east, not west. And I think Florida is a good state to get to. I mean, it's Florida man, right?
Exactly, right.
Blend in with Florida man.
You can blend in with all the other crazy that goes on in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, you got face tattoos? Okay. Hold my beer while I'm taking bath salts and, you know, out in the middle of the Okeechobee or whatever. You know, good luck.
The other dude, I look at some of these guys, like he's got four counts of murder. If you got four counts of murder, you're spending the rest of your life in prison. I understand the escape. Anything less than that.
Yeah, but do you have six pet pythons?
I do not.
No. Do you have a panther that you call Kitty? I mean, it's nothing compared to Florida.
So you're just saying go to Florida.
Yeah.
Go to Florida.
Oh, you killed some people. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll keep you updated on the gentlemen who are gentlemen.
Oh,
I use
don't
the term gentlemen.
No, sir.
The individuals.
Dude.
No, sir.
Yeah, these escapees are gritty. That's what I like to call them. There's no other way to put it.
Well,
scrappy.
Just gritty. Hardened criminals.
Yeah.
They're hardballers.
That's never kind of hardballer, right?
They're tenacious. They are not ethical. We had that.
Yeah, these are unethical prisoners. Yeah,
aren't these the guys? One of these guys is like broken out of four jails already.
Yeah,
one
of them going back to being a juvenile. He left some juvenile detainee home at 16, and he's been breaking out of places since.
Resilient.
I suppose that's one way to put it. 248-539-9797. All right, we will bring up off the field stuff with the Tigers. I mean, I guess it was technically on the field with the grounds crew member that got hurt yesterday and then did something that went viral. We'll get to that today at 11:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so something happened with this poor grounds crew member yesterday at Comerica Park. On the field, it looked like they were raking the field between innings and coming out of the commercial break. I had the game on in the background, and I saw they were wheeling him away on a cart. But at one point when he was getting helped, I don't know if they did this because it was that bad. They put a towel over his leg.
Right.
Yeah. And Colt Keith had a quote after the game. Evan Petzold had this. Beat writer for the Free Press. I watched the whole thing. Actually, it was pretty gross. I saw his kneecap on the side of his knee. He was screaming. It was terrible. And then I saw him pop it back in.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Saw that today. Kind of an experience. I hope he's all right.
Oof.
Oof. Yeah. Not good.
So, but you're, how does it happen when you're on the grounds crew and he looks like he's 30?
I don't know.
Like, this isn't like man walking it at 60 ruptures his Achilles. This is like dude in prime physical peak condition of his life walking off the field with a dirt rake.
I'm not sure.
And his knee dislocates?
Maybe. You know, I don't know. I don't know how it could have happened. I mean, it felt bad for the guy. Well, now the cameras zoomed in on him and he gave the camera the bird, and you know, he seemed to be in a lot of discomfort and apparently didn't appreciate that there was a camera.
Was that what he was giving the bird to? Because the angle I saw was like from behind him, So I suppose, you know, there was a camera in front of him.
Come, you can come
it.
Look at this angle.
No, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I'd say that's
maybe,
what it is.
Maybe it was somebody beyond the camera said something, but he was not pleased.
Yeah, maybe not the best thing in the world to flip off the camera.
Probably not. I mean, I always feel a little bit for people that probably had no intention of going viral, but he has gone viral, and now he might be like, uh-oh. Perhaps I shouldn't have done that.
Well, when you're in horrific pain. Although maybe it's not painful having your knee move from one side of the leg to the other. Maybe it's not all that painful.
Maybe Scott, I would suspect that it is. I would suspect that it's rather painful. Wow. Yeah, not sure how it happens, but that was pretty grim. And there's no update on his condition. The only thing I saw out of it was the Cole Keith thing. 248-539-9797. Jeremy is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Great show as always.
Thank you.
Sure. I was at the game yesterday. I was sitting right by the first baseline about six rows back. So I saw it at the time. I wasn't sure if it was real or not, but as he crossed first base, it looks like his feet just gave out from under him. He like went up and then went down on his butt. So, but you could tell that he was in a lot of pain.
That's scary. I mean, so he was just walking.
Yeah, he was walking, and the grounds crew was coming off the field, and he was coming over first base. And like as he walked over first base, his legs just gave out. I mean, his feet went up in front of him, and he hit the ground.
So he was stepping over first base, you said?
Yeah, it looked like he was stepping over first base, and it just it was unreal, you know? I mean, just like happened so quick, but his feet gave out, and boom, he hit the ground, and then you could tell he was wincing. He was in a lot of pain.
That sucks. I mean, that's really, really bad luck. Hey, you know, so no change of direction? Like, I was thinking, did he make a sudden move?
Yeah, I really couldn't tell, and then it took a long time for the cart to come out to get him off the field. I mean, they had a bunch of EMS people running out with, you know, towels and medical stuff, but the cart took a long time to come from the bullpen to get him off the field. And then when they pulled him up, he seemed like he was okay. He was able to hop on the cart. So I don't think it was anything serious, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the update.
Yeah, the description from Colt Keith sounded pretty gross.
Right?
Kneecap on one side, and they had to pop it back into place. Ooh, if that's an accurate description.
He's going to be out of disc golf for a while.
No, if it's an accurate description, you know what that is? Gritty.
They're going to put a grounds crew member on the IL? This guy on the 10-day IL?
I think he's definitely on a 10-day IL.
Okay, but it got us talking in the office. Do you think it would be an awesome job or not to work at a stadium? So, Ford Field, LCA, obviously Comerica. We got Jimmy John's, big house, Spartan Stadium. Do you think those being close to it, getting paid, being, you know, right there, do you think it's a fun job or do you think it's terrible?
I mean, it depends on the job, obviously. Being part of the grounds crew is probably one of the better jobs maybe that you could have working at a stadium because you're actually during the game, you can come out there and do something as opposed to just being behind the scenes the whole time and working in the bowels of the stadium.
It'd be fun to be on the field for sure. But does he, and during the game, when the game's being played, is the grounds crew off doing other things in the stadium or are they just watching the game? Because if they're just watching the game, then now it's a really cool job. You get to watch the game.
Yeah, but if they're indoors and it's, you know, 95 degrees outside and all this, and maybe it's not air conditioned where you're at, it could get a little sweaty.
Yeah. Well,
it's just as far as the grounds crew is concerned, that might be the creme de la creme, right?
Yeah, might be the best in stadium
job you
could
have in a stadium. But otherwise, is it all that great?
Well, 248-539-9797. I'm intrigued because I'm sure a lot of people have worked at stadiums, had various jobs, and some are probably better than others. But like when we go down there to do the shows from Comerica Park, mm-hmm. we'll get down there at 10 a.m. and there'll be people walking up, getting ready to do their jobs at Comerica Park. I mean, think about a vendor walking around, slinging hot dogs or beers or whatever. You know, you can sort of pay attention to the game but you do have a job to do.
Right.
So.
Yeah, some days are probably better than others.
Yeah, I would imagine. So is working. We did this last week because I wanted to be a long-haul trucker.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. I really think I do want to do it after I retire. And one of the things, I actually have made some contacts now. So
yeah.
I might be able to live this dream.
Okay.
But is working at a stadium.
Not even close.
Sound like a great job or not? Is it a good job or not? 248-539-9797. The worst job, the thing that I would hate the most is when games are over, the people that have to clean up stadiums.
Oh yeah.
Cause you wouldn't be like, that looks terrible, A, and B, if people would just throw their trash away.
Right. Can you imagine if you had to haul that across, you know, the country?
In the back of a truck?
Right.
Do they have electric big rigs?
I don't know if they have electric big rigs.
They do. They do.
Doug, yeah. Going 60. And like the weakest horn.
The batteries are massive.
Sweet. Sweet.
Oh, have fun. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line calls. Brian is in Detroit, 997 on the ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
So I work as an usher at Comerica Park, and I just picked it up as like a side gig because I'm a teacher normally.
Yep.
So during the weekends or in the summer when I'm not teaching, I get to watch all the games for free, and I love the job. It's been a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just have to tell fans where their seats are, and then I get to stand there and watch the games.
How much time? I mean, do you literally get to watch like 90% of the game, 50% of the game?
Well, it depends on what section you're given during the day, but I would say I get to watch 100% of the game.
Really?
Most days. Oh, yeah. So, like, if you're lower bowl, you're just standing there, help a couple people, but you're just standing there on the concourse just watching the entire game. So, and that goes for playoffs, too. So that was all I got paid to go to the playoff games.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay. Oh, and the side effect is the concerts, too. You get to go to all the concerts.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is there any downside? Like, what's the worst part about the job?
Well, for me, I live out near Novi, so it's just the commute
and
back.
Yeah.
But other than that, actually being at the ballpark is awesome. Supervisors are great. Most fans are awesome, but it's awesome.
You get your steps in, Brian.
What was that?
To get your steps in.
Yeah, I definitely get my steps in. Definitely. Yeah. But it's a good gig.
All right, cool. It's a cool working at a stadium. 248-539-9797. Shane in Canton, you're next. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
All right, Shane.
I used to work at Comerica Park the first 2 years it was open, and I worked in the Tiger Den where I was a server.
Yep.
And you'd be done by the second inning. You'd get there 3 hours before the game starts, but then you're done by the second inning. And I used to just go out and sit anywhere in the stands and just watch the game.
Really?
So I watched every game for like 2 years.
So was there ever times where you were beyond the second inning, or was that just sort of the average?
Yeah, because, you know, they would ask a server, hey, who wants to stay on and, you know, in case someone comes back in here. Well, most of them, I just wanted to go out. I just wanted to leave. So I just used to go out in the stadium, and they said, just don't be an idiot. Don't get out there and be drunk and belligerent and stuff. Just.
Good rules to live by in a lot of ways.
Be drunk and joyous.
For more than just your job, I would think it would apply. Right. But yeah, okay, cool. 248-539-9797. Kyle and Canton, you're on 97 with a ticket. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, I used to work with an old timer, a real good guy, and he set his plan up before retirement and got himself a part-time gig at U of M on a fixed income, couldn't afford going to the game, so he got a part-time gig, got to go to all the football games and talk to him even years later, and he still does it. And it was just his way to be able to go to the games. Couldn't afford to go, but worked them and worked the bleachers. And the only thing he had to deal with was the cold, he said. He didn't like the cold, but other than that, it was absolutely wonderful, he says.
Kyle, I'm not sure you told us what he actually did.
Oh, he was just a seating people at U of M. So he would go there and help people to their seats and just kind of direct people around. And that was his gig, just an usher, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. So we're getting good reviews here working in stadiums. Tony in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was an usher at Joe Louis. I did 2 Red Wing games. I did a SmackDown event, and I did a Weezer concert. The Weezer concert, they wanted me to secure this door, and the band, I didn't know, was outside smoking weed, and they knocked on the door, and I wouldn't let them in because I never knew who they were. So I had to get my supervisor to let them in, and they were cursing at me all the time leading up to their concert. And I don't know, but all these reviews sound good, but when I was hired to be an usher at Joe Louis, all I did was take tickets at the door, and they said it would take you 2 years to get in the arena. All I did was take tickets, and then you had to count the tickets after, and that made no sense to me. All they were doing was keeping you out of the stadium from watching the game. It was I quit within a couple of weeks. It was awful.
Didn't like counting the tickets. Or Weezer.
But
here's a but.
Yeah.
But I got it. The SmackDown was really cool because we got to at the start of the event, you're sitting inside and The Rock came up to me and he had a tank top, shorts and sandals, and we were bullshitting like it.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
You could I didn't see that one coming, I'll tell you that. 248-539-9797. Coming up next hour, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That here on Night.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
27 won the ticket. All right, we just passed the 100-day mark to the next NFL season, and with that, a major website did 100 predictions for the 100 days for the coming season, including a Trey Hendrickson prediction and some Lions mentions. We will get to that today at 12:05. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming your way at 12:35. We started talking about dude who unfortunately got injured. The dude who unfortunately got injured. At Comerica Park working the grounds yesterday. And Cole Keith, it sounded like a dislocated kneecap or something. But, you know, and then we got talking about whether or not working at a stadium would be a cool job. 248-539-9797.
Security's got to be a bad job. You ever notice those guys? They have to watch the crowd. So their back is actually to the game the entire time.
It would suck.
I think those, because you see those guys get blown up on the sidelines because they're not paying attention to the game. And
unless
they get
you're
run
in Fenway Park. Then you can just cheer on.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
They encourage officers to do that.
I'm not sure he was security. I think that was just a cop. But, yes, an SOB. Let's get back to your phone calls. With all respect to Dave in Ann Arbor. Hi, Dave.
Dave in Redford.
Okay.
Sure.
It says okay, Ann Arbor, cool. Whatever. Go ahead.
I worked for the Tigers as security years ago, and I absolutely hated it. I should have learned during orientation when they told us, some of you will be inside the building, some of you will be outside. If you ever are in the spaces where the Tigers are, do not talk to them. Do not give them direct eye contact. That was number one. They stuck me at the Mount Calm ramp, which at the time was where the people could smoke inside the stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm not a smoker. There was no television monitor there, so I couldn't see the game. And all of the smokers that couldn't see the game while they were smoking complained to me about it.
Yep.
And then the worst was the concerts. I think it was R. Kelly. I know Nas was on the bill. R. Kelly didn't show up until 11:30 at night. And it was pouring rain, and they had us, security working the gates before the concert to let people in. It was pouring rain. We had to send everybody back to their cars with their umbrellas, everybody, or else we were taking them and throwing them away, which ticked off the entire crowd. And then once I got moved inside, so many people were complaining, then they started letting people in with umbrellas. So all of the people that I had sent to their car because they couldn't bring their umbrella in, saw the people in the stadium with the umbrellas, and they remembered I was the one, so I had to deal with that.
God, that's fun.
And then I was there for 6 hours at my spot without a break, and my immediate supervisor walked by, and I said, when is somebody going to relieve me? I need to use the bathroom. And his response, and this is a direct quote, Mr. Illich does not believe in breaks.
Oh,
wow.
And so I told him, I said, well, I do, and if somebody's not here in 15 minutes, then I'm leaving. So... Yeah. I just absolutely hated it. Hated it.
Yeah, I understand why. As Kang just said, security, probably not fun.
No, I mean, dealing with, because you're having to deal with people that are upset. That's what you have to deal with. Yep. You got people that are got into a fight. Now you got to break it up. You got people that are complaining because they think somebody, you know, abused them or whatever. You got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's... You're in a no-win situation. Nobody's like, oh, thank you for being here. You know, unless you're the person who just got pounded by the other guy and you took him away.
Security helped you out. Gary's on a cell and on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Gary?
Hi, guys. Great show. And I got a great story. My mom used to work at Old Tiger Stadium. And she worked at the concession stand where the Tigers would come off the field and head under the grandstand and head to the locker room out of their dugout. Well, she would put hamburgers and hot dogs to the players, so she got to know all the Tigers. And I was in the hospital at St. John's on Ross and I-94, and I had pneumonia, and I was in the oxygen tent. And my mom said, hey, Cash, could you do me a favor and sign a ball for my son? He's not doing good. And anyways, he says, Dottie, what hospital is he at? And my mom says, oh, he's at St. John's over on Ross. And 94, he goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Well, that night, I'm in bed, and this guy walks up and lifts up the oxygen tent. And he looks at me with a big smile. He goes, do you know who I am? I go, you're Norm Cash. And he sticks the bat next to me in the bed. And he says, I want you to get better. It was a beautiful thing that he did. Anyway,
cool.
That's what I want to share with you guys.
That's a great story. And what a great gesture. Thought we were going to lose him there for a second. He was
it's something that can get you emotional, Doug.
248-539-9797. He was getting emotional.
Look, you got to have that kind of resolve if you're going to be a trucker. So I got it. Don't let the dream die.
I'm not.
Don't let the dream die.
I'm not going to let you laugh me out of doing this.
Oh, let your daughter laugh you out of doing this.
Easy. Let's go to Rich. We got studio visitors today. Let's go to Rich on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Rich.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you doing?
All right, Rich.
It was back late 80s, and it's still in high school, and I used to work at the Pontiac Silverdome when the, you know, obviously the Lions, but when the Pistons had the wars with the Celtics and what have you. And probably the best part about the job, we were like to stock concession stands. So we'd sit in the commissary. If someone ran out of hot dog buns, be like, hey, run some buns up to 318. Well, we would just never come back and go watch the games. And we actually had tunnel access, you know, through the basketball. So, you know, halftime when the teams are coming, you know, off the bus, we would always be, you know, right next to them in the tunnel. It was like one time, you know, Jordan was going on the floor. I put my hand up. I'm like, put on a show, Mike. And, you know, he gave me a high five, you know, walking out into the gym. It was great.
So you'd go deliver hot dog buns and never go back to work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were working, but we just would never go back to the commissary because my buddy's uncle, who got us a job, he was like third in charge. So we just would just sit there and watch all the games.
So you took advantage of the nepotism. Nice job. Way to go.
248-539-9797.
That work ethic.
So anyway, if is it cool to have a job at Comerica Park, LCA, Ford Field, Big Al Spartan Stadium? Because I'm going to guess.
Briggs.
Stop. The reason I'm
the original Coliseum.
I'm mentioning the stadiums that they play in now because I'm going to guess
Olympia.
That work. You're hijacking it. Sorry. Yes. Yes. Please tell us how terrible the work conditions were back in 1954. Is that what we're trolling for, Scott?
I don't know what we're getting.
That's what you're trolling for. Is it cool to work at Comerica Park, LCA, Ford Field, Chrysler Center, the Breslin Center, Jimmy John's Field? Not as it cool was it. What was it like when you helped open up the Olympia? Like, because I bet work conditions have changed dramatically.
Well, what about even some of the smaller venues, like working the Fox Theater?
You know, it could be good. It could be good.
Lots of good shows come through there.
Because I feel bad for you, because I don't think anybody gave a damn about working conditions back in the Briggs Stadium days. I bet most of the jobs were awful. Unless your uncle was third in charge.
Right. Well, then you work is a relative word.
All right. 248-539-9797. Kevin, you're next. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
What's up?
Well, you said hi to me, Doug, for about 9 years at all the Michigan home games. I first of all was the fan man for the defense coming off the field. I turned the Miss fans on when they would come off, and I would turn them off when they go on the field. So I was on the sidelines every game, which was completely awesome because I basically got to watch the games the whole game. But that was fantastic.
Wait a second. I love this job description. When the offense was on the field, you turned the fans on to keep the defense cool. When the defense went on the field, you turned them off.
That was it.
How much training?
9 years.
How much training did this job take?
Well, the pay wasn't too good.
Well,
but every Saturday coming down that tunnel, I thought I was playing. Man, it was awesome walking down and literally got to all the people I worked with saw me on TV all the time because I was on the field on the sidelines every game, and that was it.
Love it.
But I also worked at the for Comerica in guest services.
Yeah,
and I'm retired and think I don't need the money, but it wasn't too good. There's about 98% of the posts that you can work. You can't see the game. You got to come in a couple hours early. You got to stay a couple hours later when everybody's leaving. So I love being in the ballparks. I'm a sports freak, but the Comerica gig wasn't too good. And worked for the Lions, too, for a couple years, and you could hide pretty good at the Lion games to see a lot of the games. But I'd rather watch them at home, so I haven't worked for them the last couple of years for the Lions or the Tigers.
There you go. Well, I think any job, first of all, being on the field, probably pretty sweet. Ice level, if you can see the ice. Field level, Comerica, Ford Field, Big Al Spartan Stadium.
Yeah, but the people that have to have their back to the action, that sucks.
Yes.
Just sucks.
Yep. Thank you for all your calls. Do appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Coming up, we got some predictions for the NFL season, including a Trey Hendrickson prediction, some Lions mentions. We'll get to that today at 12:05. Another edition, Are You Going to Eat That, at 12:35. Here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.